My colleagues turned their backs. Instead of embracing this life-saving technology, they kept doing things the old-fashioned way. We are literally cutting into people's bodies, sticking metal into their hearts, spending billions of dollars every year, and not solving the disease. That is where ClearCardio is different. You've been lied to. And if you're over 40, those lies could kill you. I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to show you what your doctor, your insurance company, and even your latest test results won't. Because every day, people who felt fine, who passed their checkups, drop dead of a heart attack. And I'm here to stop that. And the most heartbreaking part, it was entirely preventable. The problem isn't you. The problem is what the medical system is looking for and what it is not. Right now, doctors are trained to look for blockages, but blockages are the very late stage of the disease. What should they be looking for? What actually predicts heart attacks is something called plaque. And unless you've been tested for that, you're flying blind. So if you're over 40, if you have a family member who suffered a heart attack, or if you simply want to know your exact risk of being struck by one, this video is for you. So who's at risk? Everyone. Heart disease is the number one killer globally and certainly here in the United States. It doesn't matter how old you are, what gender you are, or how healthy you think you are. I've seen women in their 20s, 30s, 40s drop dead from heart attacks they never saw coming. Why? Because unless you've had a plaque-detecting scan, not an EKG, not a stress test, not a calcium score, a true plaque volume analysis, you simply don't know. And if you're thinking, well, it doesn't run in my family, I need to be honest with you. Unless every member of your family has been scanned using the latest AI-enabled cardiac imaging, you don't actually know what runs in your family. And the truth is, most people have never had access to this level of technology because only now is it becoming mainstream. That means millions of people are walking around with silent, deadly plaque building up in their arteries, and they have no idea. They're not weak. They're not ignorant. They've just never been shown what to look for. And that is what we're going to do in the next few minutes. Let me take you back 25 years ago. I was at the crossroads of my career. I had trained at Harvard. I was immersed in the world of cardiology. And then something remarkable happened. The cardiac CT angiogram scan was born. And when I saw what it could do, I honestly felt like a kid in a candy store. For the first time in history, we could see living, breathing heart disease in real time without ever picking up a scalpel. We could detect hard plaque long before symptoms. We could scan the entire cardiovascular system, neck to navel, and what I call doing a living autopsy without touching the patient. And it was a game changer. And I thought, this is it. This is how we stop heart attacks before they happen. So imagine my shock when my colleagues turned their backs. Instead of embracing this life-saving technology, they kept doing things the old-fashioned way. Stress tests, EKGs, nuclear scans, and when things got bad enough, heart catheterizations. But me? I never did another heart catheterization again. Not in 25 years. Because I saw something they couldn't or wouldn't admit. That the way we have been diagnosing heart disease is inefficient, outdated, and in many cases, dangerously inaccurate. We had a better way, but they refused to change. Why? That's the billion-dollar question. And I'll tell you what I believe. Because change threatens revenue. Because outdated machines still make money. Because doing things the old way keeps the status quo comfortable, even if patients die because of it. But I didn't get into medicine to be comfortable. I got in it to prevent disease, not patch it up after the damage is done. So who am I? I'm Dr. John Osborne. I'm a Harvard-trained cardiologist, and for nearly three decades, I've dedicated my life to preventing heart disease before it ever becomes an emergency. I hold both a medical degree and a PhD in cardiovascular physiology. I'm also board certified in lipidology, hypertension, internal medicine, cardiology, nuclear cardiology, echocardiography, and cardiac CT. Because I wanted to master every tool possible to detect, treat, and reverse this deadly disease. Over the course of my career, I've worked with more than 20,000 patients, executives, pilots, public servants, athletes, and everyday people who just wanted to be there for their families. But more than titles or certification, I'm a father, a husband, and a man who's seen too many lives cut short. Not because we didn't have the science, but because we failed to use it. That's why I left the old system, and that's why I stopped doing heart catheterizations. Let's talk about the old way, the way we've been diagnosing and treating heart disease for decades. The system trains doctors to wait, to run outdated tests, and then react after the damage is done. And that's not medicine. That's a failure on repeat. Right now, in the United States alone, over 30 million people are being treated for various forms of heart disease. Every 40 seconds, someone in this country has a heart attack. Every 36 seconds, someone dies from cardiovascular disease. And most of them never saw it coming. The old way tells you to get an EKG, a stress test, maybe a calcium score. And if something looks off, they send you for a heart catheterization. Let me be very blunt. Catheterizations do not diagnose the disease. They only detect the resultant blockages that are already causing major restriction of the blood vessels. By the time you have a 70% blockage, you've had years of silent, deadly plaque building up in your arteries. And you know what the system does next? They put in a stent, a tiny metal scaffold, and send you home. You know how much that cost? In the United States, the average stent procedure is $40,000 to $60,000. And here's the worst part. In most cases, stents don't prevent future heart attacks. They're a patch, not a cure. A short-term fix that doesn't stop the disease process. In fact, studies have shown that stable patients with heart disease who receive stents do no better than patients treated with medications and lifestyle changes. Let that sink in. We are literally cutting into people's bodies, sticking metal into their hearts, spending billions of dollars every year, and not solving the disease. I've seen patient after patient undergoing invasive procedures they never needed because no one was looking at the real issue, plaque and plaque volume. The truth is, stents should be rare. Catheterization should be last resorts, but they're not, because that is how the system is built. Not to prevent, not to reverse, but to react. And let's not kid ourselves. There's a lot of money in reactions. Let's talk about insurance, because this is where it really gets ugly. Insurance companies have taken the doctoring away from the doctors. They've inserted themselves between your body and my stethoscope. And in doing so, they've created a system where profit comes before prevention. Their policy is simple, and you may have felt it already. Deny, delay, defend. Deny coverage, delay approvals, and defend their bottom line, not your life. The result? Patients are forced to make life or death decisions based on what insurance will cover. I've seen it time and time again. Someone comes in, we detect dangerous plaque early, but their first question isn't, what do I need to do? It's, will my insurance cover this? And when the answer is no, they wait. They wait until they end up in the ER with crushing chest pain, needing emergency intervention. And guess what? Then the insurance company pays for the $40,000 stent. Not the investment that can prevent it. Is that the world we live in? A world where we reward disease and ignore prevention? Where we'll pay for surgery, but not for science that could stop it? It's backwards, it's dangerous, and it's very wrong. That's why I created Clear Cardio. Because the only way to truly protect your life, the only way to stay out of the hospital, off medications, in control of your future, is to work with preventative-minded doctors. doctors who aren't controlled by insurance codes, who don't wait for symptoms, who stand up and say, we're not going to wait until it's too late. At Clear Cardio, we have built a system that's outside the system, a system designed to keep you healthy, strong, and independent, and out of the emergency room. Because if you never have a heart attack, if you never become a cardiac emergency, there's no insurance claim to file. And that's what real healthcare looks like. Let me show you something. What you're looking at right now is a cardiac CT angiogram scan, or a CCTA, a non-invasive, high-resolution, three-dimensional view of the coronary arteries, without surgeries, without a catheter, without guessing. These are the arteries that supply blood to the heart muscle itself. And in this image, we can see exactly what's happening inside. Right here, you're seeing plaque. This yellow, softer area, that's the low-density, non-calcified plaque, the most dangerous kind. Why? Because this is the kind of plaque that is prone to rupture. When it ruptures, like a volcano erupting inside the artery, the body forms a clot, and that is what we call a heart attack. You see, most heart attacks don't happen because the artery is completely blocked. They happen when the soft plaque ruptures suddenly and the body reacts violently. And unless we know it's there, we can't stop it. Now look at the denser, brighter regions in this image. That's calcified plaque. It's more stable. And thanks to the right medication protocols, we can often turn soft plaque into hard plaque, reducing the risk of rupture and heart attack dramatically. Now let's talk about what makes this so powerful. We're not just looking at shadows or guesswork. Our AI platform quantifies the plaque. It gives us precise measurements of total plaque volume, location, composition, soft versus hard, whether the plaque is narrowing the artery, and your personalized risk profile. In other words, we have real numbers, real data, and a clear roadmap. We don't just say, you're at risk. We say, you have this much plaque in this artery with this level of vulnerability, and here is how we will treat it. This is the difference between guessing and precision, between hoping you're healthy and knowing you're safe. And this level of insight, it's how we've saved lives again, again, and again from heart attacks that were never supposed to happen. Now, you might be thinking, I've seen ads for full body scans. I've even had one. And it's true. There are other scan providers out there. But here's what they don't tell you. Unless you're having a cardiac CT angiogram, a CCTA, they're not giving you the detail, depth, or diagnostic power that we are. A CCTA isn't just a picture of your heart. It's a three-dimensional, high-resolution, contrast-enhanced map of your arteries, built to detect plaque, not just blockages. And unless the scan is done with this level of precision, you're walking away with incomplete data and a false sense of security. But here's where the gap gets even bigger. Who is reading your scan? Because the most advanced scan in the world is useless if the doctor reviewing it doesn't know what to look for, or worse, doesn't know how to treat what they find. And sadly, that's the reality. Most doctors, even many cardiologists, don't even know how to interpret an AI-driven cardiac CTA report. They weren't trained on it, they don't know how to quantify the risk, and they don't know how to build a plan around it. Ask your cardiologist this one simple question. Are you a board-certified lipidologist? If the answer is no, you may be missing the most important part of the puzzle. Because managing heart disease today isn't just about the heart. It's about understanding lipids, genetics, inflammation, plaque behavior, and long-term metabolic risk. That is where Clear Cardio is different. We're not just a scan. We're not just a report. We're a team of highly specialized, preventative-focused cardiologists trained in lipidology, hypertension, genetics, internal medicine, who know exactly how to use this technology, not just to detect disease, but to reverse it. Because the real power of this new generation of AI scanning isn't in the machine, it's in the doctor you choose to work with. We begin with a deep dive into your full medical history, family background, as well as lifestyle factors. You'll meet with a doctor who's not just listening, but asking the right questions. We uncover what other doctors miss, often years before symptoms occur. Next, we run a specialized panel of labs designed specifically for cardiovascular risk. We're not just looking at cholesterol, we're analyzing inflammation, lipid particles, genetic markers, and more, the hidden drivers of plaque that standard labs simply ignore. This is where we get crystal clear. You'll then undergo a non-invasive 3D high-resolution scan of your coronary arteries combined with state-of-the-art AI analysis that reveals total plaque volume, plaque composition, soft, mixed, calcified, location, distribution, risk level, early signs of narrowing, long before symptoms. It's like seeing your future and taking control of it. Once we have your full profile, scan, labs, history, we sit down with you for a personal treatment consult. You'll be paired with a preventative cardiologist who will break everything down. Your risk, your numbers, your timeline, and most importantly, your path forward. You'll walk away with a custom plan to not just manage, but reverse your heart disease. And this isn't a once-and-done visit. You'll have a concierge medical team by your side for the next 12 months. That means same day or same week appointments, unlimited doctor access, full medication management, ongoing labs and progress tracking, peace of mind all year long. Because your heart isn't the only piece of the puzzle, you'll also receive a functional lifestyle plan, including fitness built around your cardiovascular needs, nutrition designed to reduce inflammation, gut health and food sensitivity guidance, stress, sleep, and recovery protocols, detox pathways to support long-term vitality. In other words, we treat the whole person. Because real prevention means taking care of everything that affects your heart. This is Clear Cardio. Not a scan, not a procedure, but a transformational partnership with a medical team whose mission is simple. Find the plaque, stop the heart attack, save your life. If you've made it this far, I want to thank you. It means you're someone who is ready to face the truth. You're not looking for Band-Aids. You're not hoping to get lucky. You are looking for answers, and you're ready to take control of your health. So here it is, the truth, one last time. Heart disease is the number one killer, and it strikes without warning. But now, for the first time in history, we have the tools to see it coming. We can detect plaque. We can reverse risk. We can stop the heart attack before it ever happens. But here's the catch. No one is coming to save you. Not your insurance company, not the hospital, not the outdated system. You have to decide to break free from the status quo. To say, I deserve better than wait and react medicine. To partner with a team that's focused on keeping you alive, healthy, and strong for decades to come. At Clear Cardio, that is what we do. Every single day. So if you're ready to know your true risk, if you're ready to stop guessing and start leading your health like you lead your life, then click below, schedule your consultation, and let's begin. I'm Dr. John Osborne, and it would be my honor to walk with you on this journey because no one should die of a preventable disease.